B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
You know, we've been doing those, at least since I've been here, Brian, the show intros. Yeah. And I always used to think, well, we're telling people what day it is. Duh. Yeah. They know it's Monday and whatever else.
Right.
But now I think they're very useful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because now it occurs to me sometimes that I can't tell Tuesday from Wednesday from Thursday. So thank you for putting those together.
You betcha. Public service.
Do we have LBF on the line?
LBF's there. Hi.
Good morning, LBF. So LBF, how was the meat pie?
Oh my God, the meat pie was beyond. Just to let everyone know, Dave Falcone, because we've been watching so many great British Bake Off episodes,
yeah.
He woke up on Easter morning and pronounced, "I am going to make a meat pie."
Love it. Love
just
it.
Out of the
All
blue.
Right, save the details for later because I think you need to do a recipe swap. I want to hear about that. That's good. Easter looked fun, everybody. Brian, I know your dad brought some, hid some eggs.
It was the funniest thing.
Say that on the radio, right?
Kids. Oh, no.
The Grampy kids came knew down. It was Grampy.
Grampy came down like in the middle of the night and hid eggs in our front yard. So when the kids got up, we looked out and there's eggs all over the front yard. I'm like, where'd those come from?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Awesome.
It was really cool.
He out Grampied most Grampies right there.
It was good.
That's pretty good.
He drove a long way, too.
Yeah, it was a little creepy because I talked to him, you know, yesterday. I go, "Yeah, that was amazing." Like he was so sweet, and he's like, "Oh yeah, we drove down like, you know, at night, and we saw you guys sitting on the couch watching TV." I'm like, "All right, that's a little weird,
that's
Dad."
A little weird, Dad.
Kind of made it creepy. Yeah. Now, no.
It's weird.
It was great.
You need some motion detectors out there.
Yes.
You know, I have them. I don't know where they parked to get the
sneaky.
Very sneaky.
He knew where they were.
Yeah.
Okay. Ours was good. I'm afraid. Listen, make a quick observation. If you can watch Easter service at your house in your pajamas, that's dangerous. Because I'm not. Why would you, you know, get dressed and put on clothes to go if you don't have to anymore? That's what we did.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I think.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people putting on their Easter best, though, just to, because it's like, all right, let's actually get dressed. We didn't do it.
No.
But I saw people who did.
I'm just saying. It was very convenient yesterday to do it from the house.
Yeah.
All right. It's 5:44, so Monday it's back. We're here. We're live. Hope you're well. Hope you guys had a great Easter weekend. I cracked up all weekend over Brian's line Friday when we said, look, because it's Good Friday, we didn't have the artist of the day. It'll return Monday.
That's right. 3 days. It's back.
It's back, just like the good Lord.
It would have been really funny if the artist of the day was the Stones, but that would have been too much.
You just roll the Stones away. No, so it is risen. It's the Eagles, and it'll be worth a lot of money to you today, the 80s artist of the day. Listen to 8 o'clock, your first shot, $500. We're going to give you a keyword to text in for $500 seven times.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. And it is brought to you by Discover. Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score. Even if you're not a customer, learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. LBF from home. What's cool?
Toilet paper and hand sanitizer are so last month.
Huh?
And I'll tell you what people are hoarding now.
Oh boy.
Listen, if you can get your hands on some Lay's reduced salt chips, let me know.
Okay.
It's a crisis at
I'll
the
let
house.
You know how they taste.
Now look at me. If you know where they are, you better let me know. I have a very disgruntled wife at home.
Okay.
She misses her Lay's chips, her reduced salt chips.
Finish the sentence, Bob.
I did.
All right.
Okay, Brian Bell, what
I stopped listening. Anyway.
No, you didn't. You are all ears.
Wow, what's going on at the Bronson house?
Yeah.
I know we're all supposed to be staying home, but a team of crazy people went out last week and set a new Cannonball record. Mm. Just like the old 80s movie.
That is wacky.
A new cross-country driving record.
All right, get the calculator out. It's going to blow your mind. I'm not kidding about the chips. Anybody listening? Reduce salt. I don't think they make them anymore. It's a crisis. We had to have our Easter, salad sandwiches, and she had to have whole salt chips.
Oh, my God.
It was not good. All right.
Humanity.
I know. Oh, that's bad. Okay. Somebody paid $1 million for a handwritten song. I'll let you stew on that for a minute. $1 million for the handwritten lyrics to a song. We'll tell you what that is coming up. All right, LBF.
Okay, so toilet paper, Purell, Clorox bleach, that was last month. This month, the thing that's flying off the shelves, hair dye. Beard trimmers.
Mmm, Flobies?
A hair dye. Hair dye most of all.
Yeah.
It's flying off the shelves. In fact, I actually bought some online last week, and it was like every color was sold out except for mine. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Uh-huh.
And I have it in my bathroom ready to go.
Are you going to do it? You going to do it?
Well, I might not have a choice. Like, I could wear a hat, I guess, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think we should make a nice live Facebook event of that.
I know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, sales of hair clippers have jumped a whopping 166%, and hair coloring products have climbed 23%. My guess is that's going to continue to rise because as time goes on, roots show.
You know who's laughing now?
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Why?
Didn't she always do it from home? Didn't remember?
Did she?
The commercials, she's always... Some hair product.
Dying her hair.
I don't know. I don't believe her.
Oh, now
she uses
a
lot of moisturizers.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she's a vino. You're right. Yeah. Okay, Brian.
All right. Well, have you seen the movie Cannonball Run from the 80s?
When you've done it all.
Here it is.
Cannonball.
Who is that?
Cannonball.
That is the dulcet tones of Ray Stevens singing the Cannonball Run theme song. It's like 1981, I think. Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and like everyone was in that movie.
All right.
Where they drove from New York to California.
Yeah.
The official Cannonball Run.
To Redondo Beach.
Who can do it fastest? From the Red Ball Garage in New York City to Redondo Beach. Last week, since no one's on the road... A team of drivers decided to do it. They have remained anonymous right now, but they drove 2,825.3 miles. 2,825.3 miles.
Yeah.
In 26 hours and 38 minutes. That's an average of 106 miles per hour.
Yeah, I got 108. So at some point, they must have been going 150 miles an hour.
They completed this
stops.
In a 2019 Audi A8L with additional marine fuel tanks in the trunk. And the official Cannonball Run Instagram has disavowed this new record. The record was just set again in November.
Yeah.
And they've disallowed this one because they don't think it was a proper timing.
So they put extra gas tanks on.
Extra tanks.
Three drivers
rotating. Boom. Straight
and they're
across.
Anonymous.
Yes.
Do they take Route 66?
They go I think a lot of it is like the 90 across.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the actual route.
Get their kicks.
But
66.
Oh God.
That's fun. That's an old song. We're playing oldies.
Yes, I know. Nat King Cole.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
All right. Now that's
amazing.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Crazy. What kind of car was it? An Audi?
An Audi. Yeah.
Wow. They were in an Audi. Real fast. Okay. LBF. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Friday, there was an auction held in London. I guess it must have been online because we're not gathering. And it was all Beatles memorabilia, all kinds of stuff. So they sold Ringo's drum kit
for
$200,000. They sold the biggest sale was Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude. The lyrics were originally expected to go for $160,000. They went for $910,000.
Wow.
That is crazy. $910,000.
If you pay by the word on that song, I mean, it's probably
it
pretty
forever.
Good because it's a long song.
Yeah,
you know,
song.
The original lyrics were, Hey, Jules.
Really?
Hey, was it about Julian Edelman?
Yeah, it was Tom Brady writing about Jules. It was Hey Jules for Julian Lennon.
Oh, right.
And they switched to Hey Jude, so there you go. And in the movie that just came out called Yesterday about the Beatles, which is really good.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
It's good. See it. Put it on your list.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. No, I saw it yesterday. Or was it Sunday? Anyway. That one, the lyrics were, Hey Dude. And then, I don't want to give it away, but it's very good.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
All right, good morning at 6:29. LBF at her inside her California closet, hunkering down. You better hunker down, LBF.
Yeah.
Windy today, rain likely, and a high 59. That's the good news, but wind could occasionally gust to over 50 miles per hour. Now, that's damaging winds. They'll blow down trees and power lines. Widespread power outages are expected. Travel's difficult, especially for your high-profile vehicles, you know, a lot of the trucks that are bringing the supplies. So that is when you get to, I think it's 40 to maybe 50 miles per hour, that's gale force winds. So that's,
gale force winds, huh?
Yeah, pretty bad. And gusts up to 65 miles per hour. So
yeah, we have a lot of pine trees, and I'm not really psyched about it.
You have candles, flashlights, all that good stuff.
You might
have to put it to use today. I mean, it could be pretty bad.
I'm charging everything.
Yeah,
good idea. We were talking about this because we have a whole home generator.
Yep.
So when the power goes out, everyone usually comes over to our house. But if it goes out today,
wow!
Sorry, gang, y'all have to stay home.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. You got a generator, LBF?
Come on, I don't even have one of those scrapers in my car in the winter.
You need a generator.
I don't need a
generator.
Could
you imagine, as bad as this is, well, you got a lot of meat in the house. I know you have 1,000 eggs.
We have a lot of eggs. Yeah. It was a mistake.
We'll talk about that later, but anyway. So it's going to be super windy today. I just want to give you a heads up for that. So pretty much all of Massachusetts.
Right. Yeah, I looked up the speeds.
Yep.
So a strong gale is 47 to 54 miles an hour.
That's it.
Whole gale is 55 to 63. Mm. Storm winds are 64 to 73.
Yeah. So it's gale. Gale it could be force some in the,
gale.
In
good
the
old,
yeah. Gale will be upset today.
You know, gale will be... Yeah, I'll leave it there. Okay. Very windy today. Just make note. Okay, it's 6:31. The Eagles are your 80s artist of the day. You'll be... hearing those Eagles for seven times today. For seven times five is $3,500. We're giving it away.
Math!
Yeah, math early. And let me know if you need a math teacher. And we'll start at 8 o'clock with the Eagles in your shot at $500 coming up in the laundry.
Tom Brady wants to copyright what?
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss.
Getting weird. Oh, it's getting weird out there.
Exciting to watch tonight.
That's fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.47, just a heads up, high wind warning for today, and gusts of upwards 65 miles an hour, so just be mindful of that.
Windy.
Gale Force Bell over there. Okay.
Yeah.
LBF, live from Canton in her California closet. What's in the dirty laundry?
Well, you know what? We have gambling for good. Tom Brady... I think this might be ridiculous, and I don't want to rank on Tom Brady when he's
vulnerable.
I might have to. But first, Saturday Night Live was live this weekend, and they did it like a Zoomy sort of thing. They did a couple of skits pre-recorded and then uploaded, and it was kind of like a typical Saturday Night Live episode where it was some hits, some misses. But I don't know how they're going to sustain that. I don't think that it's
It seems like it's a one-time trick, and it was nice that they tried something. We watched it.
Exactly. But like, it was, some things were really good. The Zoom video was fun, sort of like a spoof on how people from work have to Zoom together. And
aren't you guys getting a little bit bored already with all these Zoom performances, whether it's musicians or after a while?
Some of them are okay. We are on Zoom now.
But other than us. But this is just us doing what we do. We're not doing anything extra.
That's our motto here. Nothing extra.
Nothing. This is it.
Thank you for telling us.
We're not even shaving. This is it. Actually, I did shave. You want to hear Tom?
Anyway, yes, I want to hear Tom Hanks, who opened the show from his kitchen.
Here it is. Yeah.
Why me as host? Well, for one, I have been the celebrity canary in the coal mine for the coronavirus. And ever since being diagnosed, I have been more like America's dad than ever before, since no one wants to be around me very long, and I make people uncomfortable. Now, I was diagnosed back in March down in Australia, but they use Celsius instead of Fahrenheit when they take your temperature. So when they come in and they say, you're 36, which seemed very bad to me, but it turns out 36 is fine. 38 is bad. So basically, it's how Hollywood treats female actors.
No.
I was kind of obsessed with his kitchen. First of all, like, this is what I love about the Zoom thing is that you get like you look in the background and you see people's stuff. So he has this wall of typewriters, the old fashioned typewriters, and he types letters on them. He actually made a book out of it. And so that's his like signature thing. And then his kitchen, I don't know. I was like, man, it's okay. It was like,
a lot of stuff on the counter.
Yeah, a lot of stuff on the counter. A lot of like, it was like brown and green. It had a kind of a Brady vibe to it.
Right, so you think that was his kitchen?
Yeah, I do.
That was the guest house kitchen. He's not going to show his real kitchen.
He's going to show us his.
That was
Tom
the guest house.
Wasn't the guest house.
Yeah.
No, because he had all the typewriters on the shelves.
It's really? His guest house. Yeah. He didn't show you the real Hank's kitchen.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's
huge. Thanks for ruining my dreams.
Yeah, the maids are running around.
Oh, okay.
There's butlers.
Hey, so anyway. Talk about gambling for good. Uh-huh. So this is kind of fun. Ben Affleck teamed up with Feeding America over the weekend, and Tom Brady, too. Sarah Silverman, Matt Damon, John Hamm, Adam Sandler, to gamble and raise money for the coronavirus relief Feeding America. Tobey Maguire was involved, which is interesting to me because do you know that movie about the movie with the woman who ran all the gambling things with the stars? God, it was with Jessica Chastain. Anyway, Tobey Maguire is like a totally terrible person when it comes to gambling.
Really?
Like he ran all these things. Yeah, that's the big rumor about it.
Okay.
So he was involved and they raised a ton of money. You could see it on Twitch. Brian, did you see it?
I saw that it happened. I didn't actually watch it, though.
It's kind of visually, like, not great, but whatever. Yeah. It was for a good cause.
How do you play cards? Yeah, I don't get it. When you're not together at a table, right?
It was weird. I clicked on Twitch, and I was like, this is weird. I can't do it. Speaking of weird, Tom Brady wants to.
Trademark?
This is weird to say. Trademark. Yeah. Tampa Bay, T-O-M-P-A, and Tampa Brady.
Well, I like Tampa Brady better.
Tampa Brady. Tampa Bay is. That cannot happen. Full stop, please.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Are you guys starting to get just a little Brady'd out? Just a little?
Well, I was.
You love him, you always will, but.
But this weekend I was on Instagram and Giselle posted a photo of their family like in Costa Rica looking at the sunset with the three kids, and then it was a behind the shot, and Giselle posted one with Tom Brady's hand on her butt with her little short shorts on, and I'm like,
Happy Easter!
I was like, Happy Easter!
Look what I found!
Right,
nice Easter ham!
Oh my god! But no, I still like them. I still think that I feel bad that he has to go to Tampa Brady. But you know, whatever he needs to do, I don't know. The trademarking it just seems thirsty.
I mean, I know the last time when he tried to, like, trademark Tom Terrific, his lawyers said, you know, he was doing it to stop other people from using it.
Yeah, nobody was going to use Tampa Bay.
So,
okay, what else you got, LBF?
653.
That's it? That's all you got? All right.
That's
did you hear?
I got. I got some more. I'm saving some for 745, including what an awesome thing that David Ortiz did with John Krasinski.
Did you hide your peeps? Yesterday?
Yes, I did.
You did? That's good.
Because I'm a peep. I am just born.
Yeah.
I'm a blob of marshmallow.
You know what we learned?
What?
And I am yellow.
Don't try to make peep s'mores. It doesn't work.
Oh. No.
Peep s'mores, they just don't, they don't melt like a marshmallow does.
Good to know.
No, just to, I know, just to try, in case you were thinking of peep s'mores, they just get harder.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, in case you missed it, windy today, rain likely, and a high 59. That's the good news. Bad news, winds could occasionally gust to over 50 miles per hour. Not good, because...
No.
Between 3 and 7, that's the high wind warnings. Gusts up to 65 miles an hour. So just give you a heads up with that. Like LBF said earlier, if what's outdoors that can fly, bring in or tie down. Okay? Because that's something. That's gale force. Okay. I know it. That's a term you don't like to use much on the radio. All right, LBF, Friday, this happened on the air. It didn't happen on the air, but it happened while we were on the air. And I'm not sure if you shared it with the listeners, but you received your Instacart delivery and something went wrong. Tell us.
Yeah, so here's what happened. First of all, I had an Instacart delivery from Costco.
Yeah.
So that's a bulk store. So you're always taking a chance when you don't see the product, especially if you're like me and you don't read like numbers and fine print.
Details.
Yeah.
Details are for other people.
Yeah. Okay.
So Dave, I was on the air and Dave went downstairs because the person dropped the stuff off on our stoop. And he's like, did you see the amount of flour that you bought? And I'm like, what? It was like, it's a 50-pound bag of flour. It's like a giant bag of Alpo for your dog.
Wow.
I can't even lift it.
50 pounds. Now, when you ordered it in the cart, how did you get a 50-pound bag?
Well, there were two sizes. And now I thought I ordered the King Arthur 25-pound, which is a lot anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But like, I was like, well, you know, I'll just buy it and no big deal. But a normal bag of flour is 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So that would be like five.
Five.
So that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But 10.
You got 10 pounds.
This giant, unliftable. So I'm trying to figure out all the things I can make.
Well, okay, but you also ordered way too many eggs. How many eggs did you get?
So I clicked on eggs and I thought that you could only buy two. Like that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
two dozen.
Because I went back and I started, I don't know what happened, but I thought there was a limit, but I guess there wasn't, because what ended up happening is that I got 144 eggs.
Oh my God. So Brian's got a picture up on our Zoom page.
There's your eggs.
They brought you 144 eggs.
That's gross.
And I feel terrible because it looks like I'm hoarding, but I didn't. So luckily I have neighbors, and luckily my parents live down the street, so I'm able to share the eggs.
Oh, that's good.
But still, that's a lot of eggs. So I have a big egg recipes. Frittata is one, uses 12 eggs.
There you go. We love a frittata. Carolyn, my wife, made a lovely quiche yesterday.
Yeah.
A nice broccoli and cheddar quiche. That takes a few eggs.
Yeah, and there's the giant pound, the 50-pound bag.
That's really incredible.
Wow.
So
pizza, you can make pizza.
Yeah, I can make Play-Doh. I can make pizza. I mean, Play-Doh might be fun. That'd be kind of interesting.
But you need yeast?
I need cream of tartar.
Okay.
No, I don't need, I need yeast if I'm going to make bread or like whatever.
You could become an incredible baker. This is your opportunity. Because if you fail, you toss it out. You could be an incredible bread
bread baker now.
And I could make bread for the entire town of Canton.
You could, yeah.
Well, is part of your is your order kind of what inspired Dave over the weekend too?
Oh,
yes. So because we were flush with all this flour and butter, Dave woke up yesterday morning and announced to the two of us, Lucy and me, I am going to make a meat pie.
That looked amazing. What goes in a meat pie?
So let me just tell you, the guys watched like maybe like 10, 15 episodes of The Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
And this is why, like, he infuriates me, but I like absolutely admire him too. Knocked it out of the park on his first try.
What's in it?
He made his own crust, pie crust.
Yeah.
And then he put in hard boiled. And then, so he made it like a lasagna almost. It was steak, uncooked steak, uncooked bacon, boiled eggs, ricotta, mozzarella, and Parmesan, every like layer.
Impressive.
And he made like three layers, and it was the layers were perfect. It was perfectly cooked. It was perfectly
baked.
That
must have been delicious.
It is the most delicious thing.
Do you cut it like a pie?
2 year old.
Or do you cut it in square? You cut it like a pie?
You cut it like a pie.
Oh, that is just incredible.
It's beautiful. I'll put it up on our Facebook page. I did. I put it up on our Facebook page.
You put the meat pie up on our ROR Morning Show?
And you know what? I'll put the recipe up at WROR.com. Okay. I have to get it from Dave and stuff. He's in the other room.
He's got me beat. I'm telling you, that's great.
I mean, people are making crazy things, so you must look at that pie.
Look at that. There it is.
Get up on our
that
Zoom.
That was awesome. I didn't get that in London when I was there.
That's impressive.
It's so impressive. I helped with the lattice work.
Just as long as your neighbors don't start disappearing, like Sweeney Todd.
Oh, okay.
So many Sweeney Todd meat pie references over the weekend.
Oh, my God. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. The great Jay Giles Band and Centerfold at 7:28. Hey, don't forget, it's back, the 80s artist of the day. So if you're either working at home today or you're on the road, make sure you listen for your chance to win $500 seven times with the Eagles. They're your 80s artists of the day. Okay, $500. First shot at 8 o'clock. We'll give you the keyword to text into this number.
5911.
45911. $500. Now, might I suggest, if you win $500, maybe you can just set aside a few bucks for our Healthcare Heroes program that we were talking about all last week. You know, obviously the pandemic has had a tremendous impact on the country, and Massachusetts has not escaped it, as you know. Our healthcare system is under pressure. These folks are on the literal front lines every day. They're helping to treat and prevent the spread of the virus. So, obviously, unprecedented times, and healthcare workers are working around the clock, sometimes not even seeing their own family. Maybe they've got some PPE issues with either not getting enough or the proper kind. So that's why all of us at WROR and Beasley Media Group, our parent company, is proud to partner with Mass General Hospital to create Healthcare Heroes.
Yeah, you know what? It supports healthcare professionals. They're on the front line. The goal is to raise $100,000. And that's, you know, they're saying to us, we stay here for you. Please stay home for us. So when you're staying at home, you can log on to WROR.com and you can donate to this fund. And what it does is it really helps a bunch of things, like you can subsidize meals, groceries, transportation, gas, parking for our first responders. You can purchase PPE, the protective equipment, for the nurses and the doctors, early on development of in-house testing for COVID-19. This money is really going to be used to help them help us.
I know for a lot of folks, you don't have a lot of money to donate now, but even if a little, if you've got 10, 5, 10, 15 bucks, you could go to WROR, like you said, and make a quick donation there. It'll all add up, and we're trying to raise $100,000. Okay, so it's all at WROR.com. Remember, we're all in this together, and we're proud of our company for stepping up and seeing if we could get this thing.
Yeah, it's great. And I think everybody knows somebody on the front lines. And so if you're just sitting at home and you're like, hey, I could take $10 and in that person's name just donate it, it's just, you know, something that really will
help. You'll feel good. Nothing feels better. Hey, just a quick note, high wind warning in effect today. From 3 to 7, south winds from 25 to 30 miles per hour, 35, with gusts up to 65. That's gale force. batten down the hatches, sailor.
Yep.
All right.
Charge everything.
Charge everything. Get your candles ready.
Yep.
Get a good book. You might lose power. So
a book.
What are you going to do without Netflix? Oh my goodness, you'll have to read a book. Okay, let's get the laundry done. Here's LBF from her California closet.
What's okay, up? So all good news. I'm taking, you know, just a good news break here. Nice dirty laundry because we've got shows to watch and good deeds. Now, first up, the good deed by John Krasinski is that he's bringing us every week some good news. And it's a really kind of delightful series where he does nice things. And it's, I mean, it's unlike no news show, unlike any news show you've ever seen. This time, David Ortiz showed up and this is what happened.
Okay.
The Red Sox are going to donate 4 tickets for life.
What?
Yes. You and everybody at Beth Israel.
Yes. Wow. So, like, now, you tell them how long you've been waiting to get tickets for the Red Sox.
I thought I was a big deal, but I've been waiting on the wait list for 16 years and I've still heard nothing. So I might be able to get Big Poppy, but I don't get the Big Poppy treatment.
There you go. That is good.
So that's great. Yeah,
for life.
For life, yeah. I bet, cool. You know, they'll probably... It'll be like for the hospital and then the nurses can use them.
Yeah.
That's great though. Right down the street. Perfect.
It's
and
nice.
Great news from John Krasinski and David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Okay. So something to take your mind off everything is tonight, Bachelor, Listen to My Heart.
Oh,
20
God.
Musicians hook up and sing in this most awkward rose ceremony ever. I mean, it's like, I don't think there's anything more uncomfortable than somebody singing a love song right to your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, Dave's learning to play guitar. It could happen.
Yeah, he is. But like, that's different. I've known him a long time and that's okay. But still, like, just like a slow love song looking earnestly into somebody's eyes. Have you ever witnessed it and then just been like,
It's not as romantical as it appears in Hollywood.
Well, it's on tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really, really awkward and cringy.
It's called Bachelor.
Listen to My Heart.
Listen to My Heart. Man, that is cheesy.
It's the content we need right now.
You're going to love it. All right. That's good.
And on other good news, Thursday night, the Disney Family Sing-Along is going to air with songs from your favorite Disney. Now, this is not awkward. Okay. Songs from your favorite Disney movies and celebrity guests, including John Stamos, Christina Aguilera, Michael Bublé, the Moana star, whose name I cannot pronounce, Alili Cruvallo.
That
pretty
sounds
close.
Good.
I think
that's pretty good.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah.
Little Big Town. It's going to be hosted by Ryan Seacrest because that's what he does.
Oh,
he steals all the jobs.
Are you serious?
And the
Can
show
he leave include... one job for somebody else?
No, he cannot. He is the most selfish host in the world.
No kidding.
Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Toy Story, Moana, Frozen, High School Musical. So the words will be on the screen. So it's reading.
Oh, my God.
So
that means my little girl will love that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So... and then there'll be public service announcements about the Feeding America charity. And that's important because I was just reading that the food bank lines have tripled. You know, in the Globe today, there's a story about the food bank. They usually serve like 350 families in one community, and it's up to 900.
Yeah.
So,
you're seeing lines and, you know, it's bad enough to go wait at the grocery store for yourself.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being one of these lines, how long those
are
now?
Yeah, it's like the new bread line. It's just a really – so this will help. And then you can sing along and donate and feel good. So that is what's going on.
That's it.
I feel better.
Do you want to build a snowman?
That was good, Brian.
I'm getting ready.
Are you ready?
80s and more. 105.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
7WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Linfield, Mass. Let's say hi to Stephanie Sachs. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Now, you are, which room are you in? Because I'm seeing you got a puppy with you.
In my bedroom.
Oh, we're in her bedroom. Well, this is fun. This Zoom game is fun.
I know.
We get to go in people's bedrooms.
Whole new level.
It's great.
Yep, I know.
We'll get LBF. Say good morning to LBF, Stephanie. She's in her California closet.
Good morning.
Morning.
And you got a beautiful dog with you. The dog is,
really cute.
Who's that, Jasmine?
Yep.
Ah, she's precious. Remember, no one is going to look at you like that dog does.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've learned to live with it. Okay, let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds. Stephanie, you know how it works. You get all 10 right, we'll give you $1,000. Okay, that's great. And if you're not sure about a question, say pass, and LBF will get back to it if there's still time on the clock. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
What is 2 plus 2?
4.
Who sings Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Elton John.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
Pass.
What museum is located in Cooperstown, New York?
Pass.
What was Norman Bates' hobby in Psycho, the movie?
He was the killer.
How many wheels does a tricycle have?
3.
Finish this sentence. Houston, we have a...
landing?
What are Shovelhead, Knucklehead, and Panhead?
I pass.
The German airship Hindenburg crashed in what state?
Pass.
Who did Steven Spielberg name the shark in Jaws after?
Oh.
Oh.
Out of time.
That's all right.
All right, Stephanie, we got 3 right. So 3 out of 10. And Jasmine's okay with your dog. She's kissing your face.
Yes, yeah, she's so
cute. Let me answer. I know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I don't think Jasmine got any of those.
No.
Number 8, LBF, would you have taken the morning show?
Yes, I would have.
Shovelhead, Knucklehead, and Panhead. Okay.
Actually, those are types of Harley Davidson motorcycles.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know motorcycles.
I didn't know that either. J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books. The museum that's located in Cooperstown, New York, is the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, Norman Bates was a killer in Psycho, but his hobby, besides that, was stuffing birds or taxidermy.
He was a taxidermist. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Finish this sentence. Houston, we have a problem. That was the Apollo 13 mishap.
You remember that, Stephanie, right?
Some of those are older.
Yeah, sorry.
Because you're young.
History.
Young, yeah.
That's a good movie to watch, though.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. The German airship Hindenburg crashed in New Jersey, and Spielberg named the shark in Jaws, he named him Bruce, and it was after his lawyer.
That's so funny.
I watched Jaws all the time, but I didn't know it was named Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce. Yeah. That's a fun fact. You can tell all your friends.
One of LBF's fun facts we dig out. But okay, listen, you didn't win $1,000 today, but you won our hearts. And so did Jasmine, your pooch. There she is. Right there. Okay. What we do have for you, Stephanie, is a $50 gift card to Harvard Gardens, open for takeout and delivery on Grubhub and Caviar. For the full menu, visit harvardgardens.com. Okay, so there you go. Enjoy those eats. You take care. Okay. I think Jasmine's hungry. What kind of dog is Jasmine? Is that a lab? Is she a lab?
She's a boxer of Sharpei mix.
Oh, wow. A boxer Sharpei.
She's really cute.
So you can check her out. She's on our Facebook page. Stephanie, take care. You all good? Everything fine?
Yep.
You got enough stuff at home? All right. Thank you, Stephanie,
for
playing. All right, if you want to, bye, Steph. Wait, bye, Jasmine. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, just do what Stephanie did. She went to WROR.com, signed up there. Plus, the home version of the game will be coming up in about 10 o'clock. So LBF does that for extra credit for the school. Right, LBF?
Right. Multiple choice. It's easy. It takes some time up from your homeschooling days.
I can't wait to see what you do for question number 7 on multiple choice. Houston, we have a blank. That's going to be good.
It's going to be fun.
It's worth logging on for. Exactly. At
WROR.com. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
So how many eggs do you have left, LBF?
Probably like 124.
Oh, that's good. In case you missed it earlier, LBF, told everybody that her misorder of 164 eggs from Instacart.
144. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Don't get crazy. It was just gross.
Yeah. That's why I can't wait.
I had a quick trigger finger.
I can't wait to see what's for breakfast. I think I know. Kitchen service.
One guess.
All right. What's cool?
I have a way to hork down more calories if you haven't done so already.
12 egg omelets.
That's great.
It doesn't involve eggs, but it involves something yummy.
Too funny. Good. All right. So, Brian Bell.
All right, well, we're all hunkering down at home. Nobody's on the roads, and some guys in New York decided to take advantage of that and try to set the Cannonball Run record, the cross-country driving record, and they did.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
It is insane. Okay, if you have not stepped on the scale in the past 3 weeks, don't, unless you're superhuman, because a new study looked at when we're eating, what we're eating, and how much we're eating, and it is not good. But you need to know, okay? That's coming up. All right, LBF.
Yeah, my stretchy pants are feeling tight.
They don't lie. They just white lie, don't they, huh?
Oh, my God. Boy. Okay, I persevere. There are more ways to ingest calories. And for people who are going to take Disney vacations, had to cancel them, I'm really looking forward to the Dole Whip of Disney, Dole Whip.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves it.
So
well,
good.
You can make it at home. Disney has revealed the recipe, and it's super simple, which means you can make it. Okay. So here's what it is. Big scoop of vanilla ice cream, half a cup of pineapple juice, and 2 cups of frozen pineapple. Put them in a blender and blend until the mixture is smooth. And if you really want the Disney experience, pour the mixture into an icing bag and pipe it out in a swirl into a cup. And boom, you're almost at Disney.
If you want the Disney experience, you pay
$20 for it.
Yeah. That's the experience.
It's cheaper, and it's at home, and it'll make you feel like you're there.
I can't believe you didn't suggest adding vodka to it, LBF.
No.
Well, that's for later.
Okay. I don't know. Is vodka the go-to drink on that, or would that be rum? What do you think?
Rum. I would say rum.
I'd go rum on that one.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right, good. Glad we decided that. Try it both ways. See what's better.
Okay, good.
Okay, while the kids are doing their schoolwork.
Nope. I'm going to try rum now.
All right. One of my favorite movies from the 80s. I love Smokey and the Bandit, but another car racing movie was this one.
What do you do when you've done it all?
Cannonball. That's right, 1981, Cannonball Run. Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and like everybody was in this movie.
Roger Moore playing Roger Moore.
Roger Moore playing Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Everybody was in it. It was a great movie. And it's based on the actual Cannonball Race, which is a thing where you race from New York, right downtown, the Red Ball Garage on the east side, to California.
Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach, right?
Yep.
So some guys in New York decided, well, you know what? There's no traffic. So they got their specially modified 2019 Audi A8 sedan. They had a pair of marine fuel tanks in the trunk for extra fuel. They started at the Red Ball Garage in New York at 11:15 p.m. on April 4th and ended less than 27 hours later. They set the record all the way to Redondo Beach in 26 hours, 38 minutes.
Average speed again?
106 miles per hour.
Not a lot of sightseeing there.
That is incredible.
There's the Grand Canyon.
It is not being recognized as the official record right now by the Cannonball Run people who are just, lurkers because they don't want to get charged. But because of the pandemic, that they said it was an unfair advantage because there was no traffic on the road and that you shouldn't have. It was a dangerous thing to do. The current record was four guys, 27 hours, 25 minutes. They averaged 103 miles an hour and reached a top speed of 193 across 13 states.
193.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
They did it in a 2015 Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG with 800 horsepower and 67 gallons of fuel on board.
All right, let's not encourage this. Let's not encourage. People already are just
the real
flying.
The real travesty of it is I looked it up and I cannot find Cannonball Run anywhere on any streaming services.
The movie?
You can buy it on DVD. That's about it.
That's it.
Which is a shame.
Okay. And lastly, After this pandemic passes, this is going to be my new nickname. You see that, LBF, in the camera?
Yes, it says Super Chunk.
That's right, Skippy.
Skippy, whatever. Skippy could be your new nickname.
No, I don't want to be Skippy. You can call me Super Chunk. It's not my fault. It's not just me. Let's be honest. Nobody's getting on the scale. When was the last time anybody in this room got on a scale?
4 years ago.
Okay, that's about right.
Why ruin a day?
It might be another four. I heard about your meat pie. All right, here we go. Survey says we're eating earlier. The average family now eats lunch before noon because you're bored and the kids are hungry. And you'll eat dinner in the 5 p.m. hour. We're also eating way more desserts. One food delivery app found a 36% jump in people ordering desserts with their meals, with chocolate cake, strawberry cheesecake, and apple pie being the most popular. Isn't that great? The study also found people are ordering more sides for delivery than ever before, and they're getting delivery on weekdays way more than before. So there you have it. You're not alone. What's your nickname going to be?
Probably not Skippy.
I'm going to be Super Chunk, so you can be maybe extra
chunky.
Smooth.
Extra smooth.
You want to be extra smooth?
No, I'm going to be extra chunky.
All right, extra chunky.
Oh, boy.
There you have it. You're not alone. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, Brian Bell here in the studio. LBF at home. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
There she is. There she is. So, mentioned it earlier in the show, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem at the Bronson House. We cannot find Lay's lightly salted potato chips. It's crazy. I've been to Market Baskets, Stop and Shops, and I cannot find my wife's beloved lightly salted blue bag Lay's potato chips. And you looked it up and you said they're just not around.
No, they're not around. I think they might be at Target, but there's no guarantee that you can get it delivered, you know, anytime soon.
It's her chip tonight.
Yeah.
Her chip tonight.
It is. She's got to have it.
She should count her blessings because I found my chip tonight and I am now feeling like my...
Well, what's your chip tonight?
My chip tonight is... sour cream and onion potato chips and salt and vinegar.
You can't fight it, right? You go weak in the knees. You can't fight it.
I can't. Like, I can't be left alone in the room with them. I can. I have M&Ms everywhere. I have ice cream everywhere. I can all cookies. I can avoid them all.
Yeah. My chip tonight is basic Doritos.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll go ranch. I'll go old school. Brian, what's your chip tonight?
You know, my wife has found me these chips that are like kettle cooked, but they're jalapeno.
Ooh.
And they're so good.
Oh.
And the greatest thing is my kids won't eat them because of the jalapeno.
There it's it.
So they're all mine.
That's it.
But the problem is, no matter what size the bag, you get to that point where you're like, well, I have to finish this whole bag now.
You got
exactly. I can't just leave this much in the bag.
That's rude.
Well, yeah.
Your chips are what my black licorice is to my family.
Oh, yeah. It's all yours.
It's all mine. My black
gross.
Licorice jelly beans.
Yeah.
I never have to worry about them being gone. It's great.
Yeah.
You guys don't like black licorice?
No. Who does?
No.
Does Dave Falcone?
No.
Wow.
I think my mom does.
Your mom and I have weird Sounds similar right. tastes.
Yeah. Do you dress up in a bunny costume on Easter?
I would if I had one. Is that what she did?
That's what she did.
She also likes atomic hot balls.
Yes, that's right. We have those at my house, too.
Yeah, I got plenty. Thank you. From
You're
your
welcome.
Christmas gift. Still working on those. All right, so, if you see, I'm telling you, and for anyone listening, if you're out and about today, you see the blue Lay's lightly salted potato chip, hit me up on Facebook. I have to make a run.
Oh, my God. That's love. That really is love. You're going to risk life and limb to go get the low-salt potato chips.
It's her chip tonight. Without it, she's weak.
I thought that's how you like your women.
Oh, God.
Defenseless. I like them happy, LBO.
That's right.
Above all, happy. Okay, that's it.
Weak and desperate.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to shut her mic off again.
Good idea.
She's gone. I like this broadcast from home feature. 80s and more with some Bon Jovi. It's 8:57. LBF, you have some breaking news.
Well, yeah, this is kind of upsetting, but George Stephanopoulos reveals he's got tested positive for COVID-19 after his wife, Allie Wentworth, tested positive. She had been really sick, and she's self-quarantined in the house, but he was basically taking care of her. And he's tested positive, but he's asymptomatic. He feels great, he said.
Wow.
She is recovered.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens at this point. Like, does he just not feel ill? He's like, it doesn't affect him at all, or will he feel
just
ill
wonder.
Eventually?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't think anybody here is qualified to talk about that, but I know if you get over it, like Tom Hanks, and you develop immunities. So either he's already got an immunity to it, or he's developing it. But
I guess that's what it is. But he says he's fine, and that, you know, he's self-isolating because he's positive. He said his family's just treating themselves as if everyone has it.
Yeah.
And so waiting out those 14 days to see what happens. But she's on the mend. He's asymptomatic. The kids seem to be fine. But yeah, this is what it, you know, even in the best of circumstances where she basically hid away for 14 days and part of the house.
Yeah.
Still got
you mentioned earlier, it spreads, you know,
13 feet right, now. 13, that's what they're saying.
So,
and it's on your shoes, and it stays longer on computers.
Someone has it in the house. It's hard to avoid. Okay. Yeah. All right. And don't forget, today, high wind warning. Look for between 3 and 7 tonight. South winds from 25 to 35 miles an hour, up to 65 miles an hour expected with gusts. So that's gale force. It could be some power outages with trees down. So just be prepared. Okay, Brian.
Yeah. Yesterday, you were hunting for eggs. Tomorrow, you'll be looking for your deck furniture.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.